Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, would like to introduce our next guest, Dr. Linda Johnson. She is the Senior Medical Director for a wonderful organization called Archwell Health. And Dr. Johnson, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so much, Steve. I'm delighted to be here and share our story.
All right, and I'm excited to hear from you. So it's wonderful to have you here in studio and on the program. So Dr. Johnson, tell us about Archwell Health.
So Archwell Health is senior-focused care, age 60 and above, and we're in 51 centers now across the country. We have three of them here in Kansas City, where we're talking from.
Yep.
And we're growing. We'll be adding more over the next several years. So the whole idea is to go into neighborhoods where there's seniors but not enough primary care. And we want to give those seniors the type of care we feel they believe that they deserve and believe that they need. So we're talking about one-on-one care with them, same-day access care when they're sick, socialization. So a whole 24/7 type of care to really fulfill the needs they need.
And very specifically for people age 60 and above. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so as far as the location, so you say 51.
Mm-hmm.
So I had someone from Archwell on the program. This has been a couple of years ago, maybe two, or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they were just in a handful of locations, but really big plans. So they've really exploded over the last few years.
We started out with 15 centers the first year back in 2021, and it ranged from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Birmingham, Alabama, to St. Louis, Kansas City, and Oklahoma. And then the next year, we went out west, and we added centers in Las Vegas and Phoenix and Tucson. And this past year, we went down into Florida. We got 10 centers along the Gulf Coast of Florida, up to Omaha, and added more centers due to growth in the existing markets we were already in. So we're up to 51 now, and more plans to expand later this year.
That's fantastic. And three right here in the Kansas City metro. So that's fantastic. So in the communities you serve, what do people there find most exciting about Archwell Health?
It's a place just for them. So you're coming into a center where even the way we designed it, it's bright colors, it's uplifting, but it's quiet and nurturing, so you're not overwhelmed. You know, as we get older, it's just harder. We have different healthcare needs. We can't hear, we can't see. Getting around's harder. So we've designed the center specifically for someone over 60 to make it easier for them to get their care. We do just as much as we can there so that they have one-stop shopping. So we have the lab is there to get their blood work drawn. We do all kinds of on-site testing for different preventative things. We do immunizations. We have a whole care team built around them that includes social work and an RN for triaging and care manager for when they happen to be in the hospital or have to go to a rehab. So we do everything that we can to make life easier for them.
And it's all senior-focused. I love that. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Johnson, our audience is made up of seniors and their caregivers, as well as many senior care professionals. So how can our listeners choose the best provider for either themselves or their parents or their clients?
So there's a variety of ways. So if you go to our website, it's very robust for each center with all the providers in those centers, so they can learn about them on the website. We have very regular open houses at our centers, so they're invited to come in, get to know the providers one-on-one at those open houses. We also invite folks just to come in and visit anytime. They can take a tour of one of the centers and see what we have to offer. One of the big things that's there that I like them coming for in either an open house or an in-center visit is we have activity centers in every single center. An issue that happens for seniors as they get older is they become very isolated.
That there's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so socialization is a big, important part of their health. And so a variety of activities that go on in those senior centers. So it ranges from education type things to informational things. So we have financial workshops, we have will workshops, we have different activities in the community they might need to learn more about. And then we just have activities that they pick that range from crochet to bingo to we've got pajama parties and movie nights and all kinds of different activities. It's based on what they want. I'm most jealous. I love to garden, and the Independence Center that we have here has a beautiful garden outside that the members take care of, and then they get the bounty for the harvest. So it's whatever they want to have in the activity center, then we help arrange that. And of course, there's lots of exercise. There's Zumba and yoga and different types of activity to help them in that regard, too.
So there's a lot more than just information and education and workshops, and that's very, very important. Mm-hmm. But you've got the whole social aspect. You can have some fun. You can play some games.
Absolutely.
You can plant a garden.
Absolutely.
And you clearly become integrated as part of that community where you serve.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of why we choose where we go. We're not in a big medical office building someplace. We're choosing locations that are in their community. Seniors also don't like to drive as they get older.
Yep.
So we want to make it easy for them to get to us. And so we're in their neighborhood, and we want to be an active participant in that neighborhood with them. But for those that can't get to us, we also help with transportation.
So. That's what I remember, like I said, a couple of years back, that they said we could even arrange some transportation to get you to the office and back.
Absolutely.
That's so impressive. Mm-hmm. My doctor doesn't do that, by the way. So, so he's like, hey, figure out how to get here yourself. And if you need a blood draw, you may have to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
If you need an x-ray, you may have to go somewhere else. So, you know, it's...
And that just... Healthcare is confusing enough.
Yeah.
Anything that we can take out of that equation to make it simpler, that's what we're trying to do.
All right. So how is healthcare for adults age 60 plus different from healthcare provided for other age groups?
You know, it's a blessing. I tell all my patients, growing old is a blessing, but it comes with challenges. And, you know, the things that happen to our bodies as we age can sometimes be frightening. And so it's giving them the time they need to discuss all their concerns. So we have much longer appointments, so they have the time to sit and really share those concerns with their provider and really learn to have an ongoing relationship with the provider so that that trust is there.
So let's stop right there. So I've been on how many appointments where it's in and out 5 minutes and you're like, oh, wait, but the...
Exactly.
We'll schedule another appointment. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a flyby. But it sounds like you do not do that at all.
Absolutely do not do that. So our appointments range from 20 minutes to 60 minutes.
Oh,
and if
wow.
you need it longer than 60 minutes, you get it.
Okay.
So.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, my mom, it's important to her. Mm-hmm. She's 81 and in pretty darn good shape, too. You would never guess she's 81. We're very, very fortunate, very blessed. But she would say, you know, she really likes her doctor that she has now. But previously, she's like, I didn't even get a chance to explain what's going on. And he's in and out of here. And I didn't feel like I was heard.
Right.
And that's very disappointing for her. So.
And that's what a longer appointment time gives you, the chance to be heard, because we want to make decisions together with our members, too. You know, that's the other thing with getting older. You know what you want. You know what you don't want. And you make the decision together. So many times when it's a quick type of appointment, you know, I'm guilty of this in the past, that you just want to do what needs to be done for them because you got to move on to the next one.
Yep.
And you're not really including them in the decision making. But by having more time, they're a part of that decision making.
They're talking to you rather than speaking with you.
Absolutely.
And it's a monologue versus a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it. So, okay, so why is the patient experience so important when it comes to healthcare?
It's all about having better health. So if you have a good experience with your healthcare, then you'll understand more what's going on with you. You'll understand more why you're supposed to do the treatments that you need to do or the diet you need to do or the exercise regimen you need to do. You're more prone to trust that healthcare provider when there's new symptoms so that things can be addressed early before they become an issue or problematic. You just have a healthier, more productive life with a good healthcare experience.
And you feel like you're going to listen to your provider because you feel like you're part of the solution.
Exactly.
You're included. Again, dialogues versus monologue, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. So Archwell Health also offers activities, as you had mentioned earlier, workshops, workout classes, et cetera. So do you have any upcoming events here in the Kansas City market?
I actually should have brought you one of the calendars.
Oh, yeah.
I spent the day today at our Overland Park office. They had Zumba class this morning.
Oh, okay.
They've got a financial class coming up. They've got the pajama party for the movies that I talked about. They actually have senior karaoke.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I would love to see that. We've got several ongoing talks this month at all the centers on different stages of diabetes. So if you've just been diagnosed with diabetes, if you're having trouble controlling your diabetes, carb counting, all kinds of different things on diabetes, that's kind of been the focus this month. We have activities that besides the Zumba, Because everybody's at a different stage. So there's chair yoga, there's more line dancing type things. So whatever
it's
the exercise
all
that you're able to do, we've got something for everybody.
Okay, and so our listeners can get more information at archwellhealth.com, is that correct?
They sure can, including the activity calendars.
Oh.
And like, for example, those diabetes talks that I talk about, they're not just for our members. So if they want to bring in their neighbor, they want to bring their family, it's for everybody. So.
All right. Dr. Linda Johnson, Senior Medical Director with Archwell Health. For more information, go to archwellhealth.com. And Dr. Johnson, thanks so much for making time in your schedule today to come in and visit with us and tell us more about Archwell Health. I really appreciate you.
And we really appreciate you giving us the chance to share our story.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.